Measures being put in place to promote social distancing in light of the coronavirus and its negative health effects are already putting major strain on businesses, with small business particularly vulnerable as fewer customers come into their stores for goods and services. On top of that, some shoppers have taken to panic buying, clearing out major supermarkets. So the question is, can we expect a surge in online shopping, especially as more people stay at home in the foreseeable future? Well, to give us his take on what this all means, I'm joined on the line by Arthur Goldstuck. He's the founder and CEO of the World Wide Works. Thanks very much, Arthur, for joining us. That is really quite a mouthful to say. But anyway, it's been such a breeze for me this week to get into work this morning, as I'm not very privileged to work from home. But clearly it's indicative of children and some adults working from home, with school-going children basically doing e-learning. Before we get into the retail discussion, do you think e-learning should be effective?
Thank you, Nonpu. E-learning can be effective, but people have to get used to how you do it. In other words, when you first do it, you imagine you're watching TV, or it's optional because you can do anything else you want to while a teacher is presenting a class, for example.
Mm.
Because typically with e-learning platforms, you are being broadcasted to rather than interacting. So one needs to have some form of e-learning system that allows a true interactive approach, and where you can be aware of the students actually participating.
Mm.
So if you don't have that,
yes,
then you have to rely on traditional online education formats, like, for example, the Khan Academy, where you're watching lectures that are already recorded.
Hmm.
And that can help to fill part of the gap. But again, when people are not used to studying in that way, it's quite a steep learning curve, no pun intended.
Yeah, no, absolutely, it really is. So the retail sector is clearly suffering right now and will likely do so in the near future. Can we expect online shopping to take off?
Well, we've seen two kinds of retail at the moment. One is the panic buying of provisions, and from that point of view, supermarkets are thriving right now. It's in fact a boom time for some of them. But on the other hand, when it comes to their usual merchandise and their usual sales patterns and supply chain and the like, they were in total disarray because the buying pattern has changed completely.
Yeah.
And those that have moved online in a big way are the ones who will survive this best, or at least will come out most strongly on the other side.
Do many of our retailers have the online infrastructure in place, or that tends to be your bigger ones, the likes of your Checkers and Pick and Pays? And how easy would it be for other retailers who perhaps haven't thought in this way to adjust?
It's exceptionally difficult, as the big retailers themselves have discovered. The predecessor of Takealot was Kalahari, which for years ran at a loss because it was so expensive to have the right inventory in place and to have the right fulfillment infrastructure. So the logistics behind it was as complex as the normal retailing aspects of it. So when you look at the smaller retailers who don't have an online presence, many of them will have a website but not an e-commerce presence. They suddenly have to discover quite a few things. One is to integrate payment systems into their websites and link those payment systems to their inventory or their catalog. But that is almost the easy part, as difficult as it is, and it is very difficult.
The real challenge
is the fulfillment, the logistics around getting the products to the people who order it. And that's where most online retail startups fall down.
Yeah, it's going to be quite tricky then, because, you know, the social distancing thing is going to intensify, I suppose, as the weeks and months pass. So that means it's a missed opportunity on the part of those retailers who are not geared towards online.
For sure. One of the rules that is emerging now is the idea of contactless deliveries. But you have to have a delivery system in place already to be able to train your delivery teams to deliver in a new way. So as much as it sounds like it's just flipping a switch, changing from one form of activity to another, in fact, it again adds to, dare I say it again, the learning curve massive learning curve for those who haven't been in it, and also learning new ways of doing it for those who are in it.
Hmm.
The big guys are doing it well. Take-A-Lot, Woolworths, Checkers, Pick and Pay, all adapting very rapidly. But the small guys who are finding that the foot traffic that they depend on has disappeared are at a loss right now, and also having to incur massive costs if they want to go online.
So given what you're saying, is this the time for people in the retail sector to actually begin to think about creating online systems? Because that is also the future, isn't it?
Yes, they don't have a choice anymore. They need to look at what happened in the UK as a prime example, and that's where the high street all but disappeared, which is a tragic from a historic and cultural point of view, but inevitable from a technology point of view and a point of view of evolution of how the customer has to be served. The customer in that environment didn't want to go into the stores anymore. It was always a frustrating experience, always time-consuming, and that has been transformed, led by the big guys, but also participated in by the small players.
Hmm.
And that's what's going to happen here.
Arthur, thank you very much for your insights. Let's see what happens in the future as the retail sector has to rethink how it does things. That was Arthur Goldstuck. He's the founder and CEO of Worldwide Works.